The Daily News article audio. Today in Human Interest. Bakery owner in New England says he was offended over town's decision against pastry painting. A bakery owner in New Hampshire testified that his excitement about displaying a painting by high school students of giant pastries quickly turned to annoyance after a zoning code officer told him it was a sign and had to be changed or removed. Sean Young said the work atop his bakery is art and was never intended to be a sign. I was artistically offended for the students, said Young, who's suing the town of Conway because he says it violated the First Amendment's guarantee of free speech. The bright painting atop Levitt's Country Bakery shows sunbeams shining down on a mountain range made of sprinkle-covered chocolate and strawberry donuts, a blueberry muffin, a cinnamon roll, and other pastries. A federal judge is considering whether the town is infringing on Young's rights. U.S. District Judge Joseph LaPlante did not reach a verdict following the day-long trial. For now, the painting has been allowed to remain since it was first displayed in June 2022. The zoning board determined the painting is not so much art as advertising. If it didn't show what sold inside, baked goods, it wouldn't be considered a sign and could stay, board members said. But because of its size, they say it can't remain as is. At about 90 square feet, or 8.6 square meters, it's four times bigger than the local sign code allows. Jeremy Gibbs, the zoning officer who issued the citation, testified that he was following the town's definition of a sign. A sign in Conway is any device, fixture, placard, structure or attachment thereto that uses color, form, graphic, illumination, symbol, or writing to advertise, announce the purpose of, or identify the purpose of any person or entity, or to communicate information of any kind to the public, whether commercial or non-commercial, according to the sign code. Gibbs testified that if there were no regulations, then signs could be placed anywhere and there could be safety concerns about lighting or distracted drivers. He also noted that Conway, near the White Mountains, draws tourists to its natural resources. Thank you for listening. This audio material is brought to you by Rare Job Incorporated.